100 years ago, the hills above Los Angeles got a facelift. A giant sign was erected to advertise a new property development. Its 13 letters, each 43 feet tall, spelled Hollywoodland. Land was later dropped. The modern movie business was forming at around the same time as Warner Brothers consolidated power and Walt Disney left Kansas City for Los Angeles. Yet instead of celebrating its centenary, Hollywood faces upheaval. Screenwriters are striking for the first time in 15 years. Every 3 years, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, the trade group for the studios, negotiates a new contract with the Writers Guild of America, or WGA, the Writers Union. This year, talks soured as studios and writers grappled with how streaming has upended their business models and working conditions. The WGA voted to strike if negotiations failed. On May 2nd, hours after their contract expired, they downed pens. Writers wearing matching blue T-shirts and carrying signs with snarky messages, "My pronouns are pay me," picketed in front of studios across LA and in New York City. Writers' complaints boil down to two issues. First is the amount of work on offer. There were nearly 600 original scripted television shows in 2022, more than ever before. But in the age of streaming, more content does not necessarily mean more work. Many writers' rooms, where scribes try to wrangle ideas into scripts, last for fewer weeks and employ fewer writers than in the past. Inspiring particular ire are mini-rooms, where a few writers map out several episodes before a show even gets the green light. "I do think it's a cost-cutting measure," says Sean Collins-Smith, a writer on NBC's cop drama Chicago PD.